Principle 5.2. Find the most believable people possible who disagree with you and try to understand their reasoning. Having open-minded conversations with believable people who disagree with you is the quickest way to get an education and to increase your probability of being right. A. Think about people's believability in order to assess the likelihood that their opinions are good. While it pays to be open-minded, you also have to be discerning. Remember that the quality of the life you get will depend largely on the quality of the decisions that you make as you pursue your goals. The best way to make great decisions is to know how to triangulate with other more knowledgeable people. So be discerning about whom you triangulate with and skilled in the way you do it. The dilemma you face is trying to understand as accurately as you can what's true in order to make decisions effectively, while realizing many of the opinions you will hear won't be worth much, including your own. Think about people's believability, which is a function of their capabilities and their willingness to say what they think. Keep their track records in mind. B. Remember that believable opinions are most likely to come from people, 1. Who have successfully accomplished the thing in question at least 3 times, and 2. Who have great explanations of the cause-effect relationships that led them to their conclusions. Treat those who have neither as not believable, those who have one as somewhat believable, and those who have both as the most believable. Be especially wary of those who comment from the stands without having played on the field themselves and who don't have good logic, as they are dangerous to themselves and others. C. If someone hasn't done something but has a theory that seems logical and can be stress-tested, then by all means test it. Keep in mind that you are playing probabilities. D. Don't pay as much attention to people's conclusions as to the reasoning that led them to their conclusions. It is common for conversations to consist of people sharing their conclusions rather than exploring the reasoning that led to those conclusions. As a result, there is an overabundance of confidently expressed bad opinions. E. Inexperienced people can have great ideas too, sometimes far better ones than more experienced people. That's because experienced thinkers can get stuck in their old ways. If you've got a good ear, you will be able to tell when an inexperienced person is reasoning well. Like knowing whether someone can sing, it doesn't take a lot of time. Sometimes a person only has to sing a few bars for you to hear how well they can sing. Reasoning is the same. It often doesn't take a lot of time to figure out if someone can do it. F. Everyone should be upfront in expressing how confident they are in their thoughts. A suggestion should be called a suggestion. A firmly held conviction should be presented as such, particularly if it's coming from someone with a strong track record in the area in question.